Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about why a Roth has more bang for your buck.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so we have the classic debate, right? A Roth versus a traditional IRA. And it seems like I cannot do podcasts about this enough. I get asked this question all the time, you know, which should I choose? Which is better? I don't know which way to go. And, you know, again, I'll say this over and over and over again. When it comes to personal finance, I can give you all the tools in the toolkit, but you have to put it through the lens of your own situation, right? I mean, some of us like chocolate cake, some of us like vanilla cake, some of us like chocolate frosting, some of us like buttercream frosting, right? We're all different. So it's really hard when it comes to personal finance to just blanket statement anything. And that's what I get really frustrated with is, you know, there's a lot of advice, there's a lot of articles out there that it's straight like you should do this or you should do that. And, you know, I get so frustrated with that because it just doesn't work that way. This is not a one-size-fits-all, right? There are some strategies, there are some tips, there's some suggestions that are going to work for you, for your family, for your future, and there are others that aren't. And that's just the reality. I mean, that's really why you got to really educate yourself. You know, listen to this podcast, go listen to lots of other podcasts, read articles, you know, talk to people that are in similar situations as yourself, get lots of opinions, and then figure out what works for you, right? Because it is just not a one-size-fits-all. And that's what gets me so frustrated about personal finance advice is a lot of people out there that are blogging, that are talking, I mean, they literally think it's the lay of the land. I mean, that's why I get so frustrated sometimes at all these posts about how you have to be debt-free, you have to like just kill yourself to pay off every single penny of debt. I'm getting like so far ahead of myself that I'm so passionate about this. It's just not reality. I mean, the reality is, again, this stuff isn't linear, right? You're going to have times where you're going to have great success. You're going to get far ahead. You're going to be saving a lot. And then you're going to have other times when you're not. And I just feel like there aren't enough people out there talking about that, right? Being debt-free is great. I mean, that is a great goal. And I'm certainly not going to, I would pat anyone on the back and give them a high five for that. I mean, that is a great achievement. It is an awesome achievement. It takes a lot of work and effort, but for others, you know, there's a struggle with that, right? And you're not always able to pay off your debt. And, you know, it doesn't always make sense for you to pay off your mortgage. It doesn't always make sense for you to not have a car payment and things like that. And so I think we've just created this society where especially young people are so freaking stressed out about having no debt that's the marker that you're set yourself to. And I don't want you to fall into that trap. So that was a complete segue from what we're talking about today. But I feel like I can't say that enough. So going back to our friends, the Roth versus the IRA, probably the most comprehensive analysis I've found on the subject was on a recent article about NerdWallet of IRA versus Roth in terms of return, which is better. I'm going to link it in the show notes. You should definitely go and check it out. Read the article. There were so many bits of information in there. I'm just going to highlight a few of them on the podcast, but I think it's definitely worth your read. What I found was so fascinating about this, and it's not fascinating because I know this to be true, but I think the way that they laid it out in the analysis, and which is another reason why I want you to read this, I think is what makes it so powerful. So what they found is the higher that your retirement tax rate is, so that tax rate bracket that you're in when you retire, the more the Roth actually wins against the traditional IRA, which makes sense. And what they also found is their study looked at the max contributions for 30 years. And right now for 2017, you can contribute $5,500 to a Roth or to an IRA, right? And so what they found was over this period of time that the accumulation, it gets bigger and juicier and better the higher your tax rate is in retirement. Well, the problem is if you're sitting here in your 20s or early 30s, you probably don't even know what your current tax rate is, right? Let alone what it's going to be in like 30, 40 years. So it's really difficult to kind of pre-think that. But if I just want you to think kind of the logic behind this, right? And where they're coming from. So again, let's just do a quick review. So the Roth, you put in after-tax money into the Roth and it grows tax deferred, right? And then when you go to retire, you take money out, but you're not paying any tax on that money. So the theory is that you're now potentially in a lower tax bracket than you will be in the future. It has some merit, right? The IRA works in reverse. So you potentially, depending on what type of retirement plan you do or don't have at work, can get a deduction with the money that you put into the IRA. Again, it grows tax deferred. And then when you retire, whatever money you take out is taxable. So the theory behind that is, you know, if you're in a higher tax bracket now than you think you will be in the future when you go to retire, then that scenario works better for you. But, you know, I mean, it's who has a crystal ball? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know this stuff, right? I don't know what tax bracket you're going to be in. I don't know. You know, traditionally people thought that when they go to retire, they're going to be a lower tax bracket. But that hasn't always held true, which is why there's, you know, really some power behind the Roth. So I just want to read some of the comments from the article and then kind of talk about them. So the NerdWallet article says that Roth IRA contributions are made with after-tax dollars. We know that, right? Which means every contribution has a higher effective cost. Listen to this. To make a $5,500 contribution, the current annual contribution limit, at a tax rate of 25%, you also have to pay an additional $1,833 in taxes, right? So what they're saying is to make that contribution, because That is, with after-tax dollars, it's effectively a higher contribution that you need to make now.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
But if you put that $5,500 into a traditional IRA, that money goes in pre-tax. We just talked about that, which means the cost to you is just the $5,500, assuming you're eligible for the deduction. That makes the traditional IRA a better deal in the short run, and it's likely one reason why most savers opt for a traditional IRA, right? Because if you're just thinking about it under that context, it makes more sense. But then they go on to say that according to a 2016 data from the Investment Company Institute, 25% of U.S. households have a traditional IRA, while only 17% have a Roth. Even though those numbers include all income levels, among those who meet Roth eligibility limits, the traditional IRA still leads by a significant margin. And I think that's really because, you know, we know what we know, right? And anytime a different or unusual concept gets introduced to us, our initial reaction is, well, that's either too good to be true or I don't know about it. Like, there's skepticism that creeps in. So the IRA has been around for a long time, and the Roth came into the picture And people are like, wait a minute, I can invest in the Roth, and then when I retire, I take money out and it's not taxed. That can't be right, right? And you may even be in that position now where you're thinking that, wait a minute, there's got to be a catch to that. There's going to be a loophole to that. And there really isn't any loophole. It's just a relatively new concept in the terms of retirement. We know about 401ks, we know about IRAs, and this Roth thing, I don't know about that. Like, I hear all these articles and I hear my friends in Roth, but I don't know about that, right? And so, again, this is the whole thing about like filtering it through your lens and through your family and, you know, the different goals that you have and even where you're at financially. The Roth may or may not be a good choice for you. All right, so then the article goes on to say, however, to evaluate those accounts fairly, an investor must compare the Roth IRA balance at retirement to the after-tax balance of the traditional IRA. Here's where it gets interesting. When $30,000 is withdrawn from a traditional IRA, the IRS takes a cut, right? We just talked about that. Exactly how much depends on an unknown future tax rate, but will likely be several thousands dollars, right? Usually anywhere between like 20 to 30% on average is what kind of you're going to be giving up to the tax man. But when $30,000 comes out of a Roth IRA in retirement, that $30,000 reaches the retiree free of taxes. So here's kind of the crux behind it. And this is really when, as the article says, the Roth IRA outshines the traditional IRA. And they have this great table that shows how much better off you could be investing in a Roth IRA, giving a different both current and then retirement tax rate. And so, again, you got to go over to the article. You got to check out the article because it's super compelling. So the higher your tax rate is, the more this investment in the Roth really pays off. And it starts to become a potentially fairly large number, again, depending on the tax rate. And again, this is assuming that you make max contributions every single year and that you have at least 30 years until retirement and you average a 6% annual rate of return. Again, those are question marks because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the market's going to do. We don't know what your career is going to look like. We don't know how long you're going to be in the market. So there are a lot of X factors, and that's what makes planning for retirement in your 20s and 30s tricky. That's why I call it lifestyle planning, right? You're planning for lifestyle options down the road, and I really think that's how you should think about it. But there are some caveats. There's some caveats that I want to kind of address. So the traditional IRA contributions might not be taxable depending on what retirement plan you have offered at work. And this is something to think about, right? Because this does make, you know, potentially a difference. So if you have a 401k at work and you're contributing to your 401k, you know, maybe you do go and set up a Roth if you're eligible for the Roth because it's a balancing act, right? So while your 401k works a lot like the IRA, meaning you put pre-tax money in, but then you take money out taxed, you've got the Roth, which is different, right? It's like the yang to the yin or the yin to the yang or however you want to think about it, right? So it's different. It's going to operate different. So, you know, it could balance out for you. Another thing that a lot of people don't talk about, and this gets me really frustrated, they mention it in this article, but everybody kind of glazes over this, is the Roth does have income restrictions for contributions. And this is something that you should think about. So in 2017, if you're a single filer, the phase out for your contribution begins at $118,000 and you're ineligible to contribute at $133,000. Now, for a lot of you listening, you're like, God, I'm not gonna hit that amount. But some of you are already there. And here's where it makes the difference. For married filers, the phase out starts at $186,000 and then you're ineligible at $196,000. That means that if you have a combined income over $196,000, which I know a lot of the listeners on this podcast do, you can't contribute to the Roth anymore. So a lot of times people ask me, well, should I start a Roth? And my follow-up question is, well, how close are you to the phase-out? If you're super duper close, I don't know if it makes sense for you to start a Roth where maybe you got 1 or 2 years of money into it and then you can't contribute anymore. I mean, that's great for you. You're earning more money. I mean, that's what I want for you, right? I want you to rise in your career. I want you to make a really good living, but I don't want you to get sucked down the kind of Roth like vacuum thinking that it's the only option for you or it's the most glamorous option for you because everybody else is talking about a Roth. It just may not be a fit for you, right? You may need to look at other things. Maybe you set up a traditional IRA, or maybe you set up a taxable account, or maybe you look at cash value life insurance, or, you know, there's lots of other options out there for you. So again, my first question to everyone is always, how close are you to that income limit? Because if you're super, super duper close, and you know in the next year or two you're going to get over it, well, I don't know if it makes sense. Maybe it does. I mean, there's always an argument to whatever you have in there. Sure, whatever money you have in your Roth, it's still going to continue to grow. You can still invest that money. You can still take it out when you retire tax-free. So all of that holds true, but you just can't contribute anymore to it. And if we think about sort of the theory behind compounding, the power of compounding is that you put money in and it's like a tiny little tiny snowball when you begin, right? But that snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you push that snowball down the hill, the bigger that puppy gets. And the more it compounds and the bigger it gets, the better it is for you. So, you know, if you're thinking about it with that logic, you know, just having a couple of years in the Roth, like how big is that snowball going to get? I don't know. And I don't have the answer for you. That's for you to decide. That's for, you know, you to figure out with your own situation. But I want you to have something to think about because, you know, everybody always talks about the great sides about the Roth. And I think this article is so brilliantly laid out. I mean, it really is a compelling case for a Roth is not only maybe a great idea now, but in the future, my gosh, depending on your tax rate, it could be an awesome advantage to you with the, you know, caveat that can you contribute to it? Can you contribute to it for 30 years? It may or may not work for you.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Okay, another caveat. Again, we talked about having this balance between pre-tax and after-tax money. It's a great way to balance out your withdrawals. It works really well for people sometimes. If you have a 401k at work and your work offers matching funds, it's supreme. It's the best answer. If your 401k has matching at work, it's free money. Matching equals free money. Yes, you may have to stay at your company for a few years to be completely vested, but it is free money. I mean, it can help that little snowball get so big so fast. It is a reason why in my early 20s, had a 401k that was particularly large was because of matching funds. So that is the best bet. That is going to trump any other option right out of the gate if you are a young investor. Another thing is a lot of times people have multiple IRAs and multiple Roths. And why there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing, you can have as many as you wish, right? But I want you to think about, again, the snowball idea, right? So if we can put all of our Roths together, if we can put all of our IRA money together, we can get that snowball bigger. We can get that snowball compounding. But one thing you cannot do is, well, I shouldn't say you cannot, because you actually can, but there's a tax consequence between converting an IRA to a Roth or the other way around. Most people wouldn't do the other way around, but let's just talk about IRA to the Roth. There is a tax consequence because remember, you haven't paid any money potentially on the funds that you've put in the Roth, or I should say in the IRA. See, I'm getting these all jumbled up in my head because I get so excited about this topic. So you've taken and put pre-tax contributions on the IRA, right? So then if you want to convert it to a Roth, there's a tax consequence associated with that. So let's just think about it like, you know, an IRA is an apple and a Roth is an orange, right? They're two different fruits. So we don't want to put the fruits together. We want to keep those different. So, you know, if you leave a job and you have a 401k, most likely you're going to do a direct rollover into an IRA, right? You're not going to roll that over into Roth unless your 401k contributions were a Roth. So you kind of have to think like for like when we're talking about the IRA or the Roth. I hope that makes sense. And hopefully I haven't confused you too much. I love this subject. Again, I get so passionate talking about these things because I think that, you know, it's almost like we point people down a tunnel. Like the Roth is the supreme best choice. And it is with an asterisk mark. You know, it all depends on so many different factors. And there are even a lot of factors that you don't know now. And you shouldn't know. You can't know. There's no way that you can know. There's no way that you can know now the situation you're going to be in 30 plus years. It's impossible for you to figure out. So the best thing you can do is look at articles, listen to podcasts, read up on, you know, these different subjects, and then figure out what works for you. But also think about those income restrictions. Think about where you are in your career. What kind of career are you in? Are you in a career where, you know, in the next couple of years, you're gonna really grow in that career? You have the potential to earn a lot of income in the next couple of years. You know, where are you? And then be realistic with your situation and then kind of apply that logic to these findings to figure out whether this makes sense for you or not. Either way you go, And again, this is another thing that frustrates me so much. Look, if you're saving for retirement, you're winning. I don't care where you're saving. I don't care if it's in a 401k, in a Roth, an IRA. I don't care where you're saving. I don't care if you're putting money in a cash value life insurance policy. I don't care what you're doing. As long as you're saving money in something that is reasonably going to outpace inflation, you're ahead of the game. So I don't want you to get so frustrated or perplexed over which you should choose. I want you to just choose something and go with it. Because you can Google retirement stories. I mean, the more money you can accumulate, the better off you're going to be, the more choices you're going to have down the road. Can you control your investment returns? To an extent, yes. But to an extent, no. Who knows what the stock market's going to do? So I don't want you to freak out about that. I want you to do the best that you can. I want you to figure out your investment strategy based off of your own philosophy. You know, what do you want to invest in? Do you want to be conservative? Do you want to be aggressive? Do you want to invest in socially responsible? What do you want, right? Don't follow what everybody else is doing. Figure out what you want to do, but do something. Make a move, right? You got to get in something that starts to out-earn inflation, and savings accounts just aren't going to cut it, all right? So again, click over on the link in the show notes. Check out this NerdWallet article. It's a great analysis. I definitely think it's worth a win, or worth a read. It's worth a win too, because this is a win. I'm getting my words all jumbled up today. That's how you can tell that my brain is working so far ahead. But I love this subject. I think it's great. I get asked this question all the time. And I think it's really important to point out the great aspects of investing in a Roth, but then also the realities and the different questions that you should think about. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame, Instagram @millennial_money.